let us take a moment and reflect on the rich culture, heritage and contributions of the African continent to the world. And joining me for this is Flavio Soares, senior country economist, African Development Bank, and Animo Risasi, founder, Animo Thay Foundation. Good morning and welcome on board.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Africa Day.
Right. Happy Africa Day to you. Viva Africa. Well, you are hosting a special event at Senior's Hub entitled Africa's Youth, Africa's Development. Tell us more about this event, Flavio.
Yes, good morning. Thank you very much. This event is a partnership with the Animo Amite Foundation, and with the objective just to try to educate youth about Africa, and in particular be sharing with them what the African Development Bank does on the continent as well, as well as in South Sudan.
Right, and let's take a chance to understand what Africa Development Bank does. I'm sure there are young people listening to the show.
Yes, it's really probably many South Sudan youth don't really know, but African Development Bank is the bank of the people of Africa. And to let them know that African Development Bank actually was created in Khartoum in August 1963, and it became effective in 1964. So, and South Sudan is one of our members. And just to emphasize that the African Development Bank has been in South Sudan with the government, with the people of South Sudan since independence. And so far, we are financing over $150 million in different projects that cuts across different sectors, from agriculture, energy, public finance management, financial sector, and among others.
Right. Yes, Animo, what sort of activities? Because, I mean, Animo Thay Foundation will come to the foundation and what it does, but what sort of activities do you expect to have at this event?
So this event really is also about helping young people understand the essence of Africa Day. This year, 2023, will be the 60th anniversary for the founding of the Organization of the African Unity, which is now the African Union. So, you know, having this collaboration with the African Development Bank and specifically focusing on Africa's youth, Africa's development answer is critical. Because obviously, you know, we have a high youth bulge in South Sudan. We're over 73.4% of young people. So there's issues of unemployment, issues of skilling, but also issues of innovation.
Right.
So this event will help us understand that what the bank does, what African youth can do to tell the story of Africa in the way that they understand. So
right.
I think it's very important.
Right. Now, coming to the Animo Thay Foundation, I mean, just bring us to speed on your activities and what is it that you do.
So Animo Thay Foundation is, you know, youth-serving and youth-led organization, particularly focusing on areas of statelessness and human trafficking, but also youth development, political empowerment of young women, but also building an ecosystem of innovators and entrepreneurs.
When was it launched?
Sometime last year. It wasn't like launch, but founded sometime last year. Obviously, because of certain issues that, you know, are really personal to me. And we thought that this would be a critical factor to sort of help young people also lead, have like a new model of financing, you know, so we do things around social entrepreneurship, to help young people create for themselves, you know, so that we don't have to run to Flavio all the time.
What would your role be, as in the Animo Foundation role in this particular event?
So for this particular event, we've sort of been like the convener of the different stakeholders, especially the youth-led organizations. But we also have different stakeholders who have come on board, like the RAC Media Group, who are sort of supporting with, you know, the media aspect of it, right? So we've been the convener and the sort of co-curator together with the African Development Bank. But it was really glad that we were able to curate something at, you know, sort of very last minute with the African Development Bank, you know, and shows that, you know, we need to have flexibility for those type of things, right?
Now, Flavio, are African youth carrying the legacy of the founding fathers when it comes to culture and art?
Yes, it does. I think, first of all, let me take this opportunity to really commend our Animo Amite Foundation for bringing this together. But we really to understand that the art and culture of African is of paramount importance to us, and particularly in Africa Urban Bank. We've been trying to bring innovation and trying to support youth, not only in South Sudan, but across the continent. Mm. We have what we call Fashamatic, and then we have a challenge competition for youth innovation on agriculture, and several times in different countries, we are organizing events that will attract youth and then trying to bring them to speed and provide them with the technical skills and some resources in terms of knowledge. And recently in South Sudan, we approved in 2021 a project for youth entrepreneurship, and this project is still going around, and there's also discussion what a project would ultimately help small medium enterprise that will be on lending for some of the youth enterprises. So there's something is on the pipeline, the discussion on ongoing, because we know that access to finance is critical, because a lot of youth are coming with innovative ideas, but lack of finance has been of paramount challenge.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Yes, Anima, would you like to jump in?
Yeah, I think also it's quite interesting because this year the theme of the African Union is the year for the implementation of the AfCFTA, which is the agreement on free continental trade area. Mm. And while South Sudan has not ratified the agreement, it's a unique opportunity to use that to speak about how can we innovatively access finance, but how can we also have financial inclusion for people who are not only in the formal sector, but also for people who are in the informal sector, and particularly for women, young women who find themselves on the peripheries most of the time.
Right.
They find themselves almost doubly excluded from the youth segment, but also from the women's segment. So how can we make that work for young people? Mm-hmm. And how can we use the year of the AfCFTA to sort of make that work for a borderless Africa?
Right. Yes, Flavio.
Yeah, just to add it up, then on the theme of the this year African Development Bank annual meetings that is currently ongoing in Egypt, is mobilizing private sector financing to finance climate change and green growth. And when we're looking at the case of South Sudan, a study that we conducted at the African Development Bank, South Sudan will need annually $9.9 billion over the period 2020 to 2030 to finance its climate change needs. And then because we know that the needs are immense in several sectors, look at agriculture, livestock, and disaster risk management. And what needs to be understood by everyone is that the context of the private sector in South Sudan, there are a lot of structural bottleneck issues that need to be addressed. And it is imperative, for instance, to develop policy and regulatory framework that we target to be able to support the private sector investment. There are also other semi-innovative instruments that could be used, that salt and carbon. And at African Development Bank, we are also in some of the climate funds that could be tapped into. And we have the Green Environmental Fund. We have the Sustainable Energy Fund for Africa that could be tapped. So those are the African Development Bank stands ready to support. And then currently what African Development Bank has been doing, been having conversations with the private sector here in South Sudan, specifically the financial sector, because understanding the challenges they are facing, we need to help them. And the request has been, okay, how the regulatory framework is there, and we're in conversation with government. We're going to try to support them to prepare a PPP law. PPP is a public-private partnership. And also, we recently concluded a private sector development study of South Sudan, which is provide entry points on how the African Development Bank and or the stakeholder can support the country. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Flavio, for that. Now, Animo, how would you describe the contributions of the African continent to the world?
First of all, the young people, I think, have been a sort of immense contribution. And really, I think that Africa has brought, you know, a new dynamic. And we just really saw that, I think, starting from, you know, the pandemic. I think maybe it's something that we took for granted. But we had Africans sort of stepping up and you know, looking for innovative ways. We saw what the Africa CDC did, even after being in a very short period of time, but we saw how they stepped up during the pandemic in terms of preparedness. But also we've seen recently with the global crisis and also what has been happening in Ukraine, we've seen, you know, sort of African leaders also stepping up at that level. And also now, I think, in terms of peace and security, but also in terms of, you know, supporting the SDG agenda, the agenda 2063. But I think, you know, Africa's youth is the potential. It's the biggest asset.
Well, because of time, Flavio, how can young people position themselves towards the agenda 2063 as a positive change agent?
I think that the youth are demographic dividend, are we going to put it that way. And we need to equip ourselves with the right skills and knowledge so that we'll be able to compete. And the African Development Bank is really, really supporting the social sector education. And also, but we need to understand the government in all African countries does need to step in trying to provide a conducive environment to these youth, because they're going to be the future leaders.
Well, Flavio and Animo, thank you so much for your time.
And
what would your message, last message, be on this Africa Day? Animo, I'll start with you.
So this Africa Day, we're calling upon young people to step up. This is your continent. Flavio said we are leaders of the future, but we are leaders of the present today. So really step up and take your place in history.
Thank you so much. Yes, Flavio.
We just tell you, do not lose hope. This is our continent, and we need to believe in ourselves. It's only us that can develop our country. Thank you.
Right, Flavio, Hanimo, thank you so much for your
time. Thank you so much. Happy Africa Day.
Happy Africa Day indeed.